The U.S. Geological Service is confirming that there was a small 1.7 magnitude earthquake. It happened this morning right near Astoria, Queens. You've been hearing about these accounts of explosions. We're going to go live to the WCBS Newsline. The quake also felt on Roosevelt Island. Joining us is seismologist John Ambruster of Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University. How often or how infrequently do we hear of an earthquake happening in our area, John?
Earthquakes of this size, if they don't occur right in New York City, could happen and hardly be noticed. This is quite a small earthquake. But specifically, an earthquake just like this occurred before in 2001. And to me, this is a replay of that. In 2001, there was an earthquake. It was felt by hundreds of people, but no one thought that it was an earthquake. Their first impression was that it was an explosion or a plane crash. In 2001, for a couple of hours, the fire department, police, emergency management, Con Ed, ran around looking for an explosion, and then finally they called the federal office in Colorado that's open 24 hours a day, and the USGS confirmed that there was an earthquake.
Interesting.
Similar in size to this one.
Yeah, and boy, just as you described it, you know, we heard people describing this as explosions. And as you say, then, you know, all thoughts lead to something going on with Con Ed. It took a little while to investigate. But you say even though people report this sensation of an explosion, which sounds dramatic, that this is still a very small earthquake as far as earthquakes go?
As far as earthquakes go, this is a small earthquake. An earthquake of this size in California, wouldn't be noticed. This is background noise in California.
Right. Just another day at the beach there, yeah.
This is a lesson that earthquakes in eastern United States feel different than California. The rocks in the eastern United States are much older and stronger. The very strong rock carries the shaking of the earthquake to you more strongly and in the higher frequency shaking. That in a sense, you're hearing the rocks break as the earthquake occurs. In California, the rocks are old and weak and dampen the sound that you hear in the east.
I see. So the rocks breaking here in the east, that would account for people saying, oh, it sounded like an explosion?
It sounded like an explosion because the earthquake is close to the surface. The rock is strong right up to the surface. You go into Central Park, you can find rocks that you swing your sledgehammer and it just bounces off. So there's strong rock near the surface here. The sound of the earthquake breaking, crunching the rocks comes right out of the ground, and that's the sensation of an explosion.
Mm-hmm. We've been mentioning no reports of injuries or damage. You've referenced California. When something like this happens in California, or even now what's going on in Japan, there's always the fear of aftershocks. Is there likely to be another rumbler in our area after this one?
There's not a strong likelihood of that. The history that we have for the last couple hundred years, small earthquakes like this, I can't think of any example where they were followed by a large one.
Well, that's good. At least we don't have that to worry about. Still a somewhat strange occurrence today. 1.7 magnitude earthquake right near Astoria, Queens. We thank you, Columbia University seismologist John Ambruster. Thanks.